Guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Are you there, Dan?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I was hearing something weird stuff in the back.
No.
Okay. Let me start over here then. Okay. Our guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Dan, looking at a grain market here, we just couldn't get anything going here today, especially in that wheat.
No, we tried to rally overnight based on a short position of funds, and we just sagged throughout the rest of the day. The market is just following momentum here, and until we either get a weather problem or something on the U.S.-China trade deal in terms of more certainty, the market just seems to be in this pattern of searching for lower lows. The wheat market's leading the way. We now have wheat prices at their lowest level going back well over a year.
Trade news, any kind of catalyst? We've got a lot of short positions, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We would guesstimate at like the end of day's trade that funds are short about 215,000 contracts of wheat. That would only be about 10,000 or 15,000 from the prior record. So, you know, we are moving to a very short position heading of a new growing season, but we just don't have that catalyst. And so it was hopeful that President Trump and Xi would sign a trade protocol at the end of March. Now it looks like it's been pushed back to April, and that's provided some selling here, and people are just anxious to get something done.
But maybe a little early to be talking about spring planting problems yet, huh?
It is. We're maybe a couple weeks early. We're going to be seeing a lot of river flooding this week. Lots of nastiness in terms of winds and rain and even snow in the north, but just a little early yet. As we turn the calendar to the last week of March and first week of April, we'll start to be more myopic on weather. But we are noting that it's the wettest winter on record, at least going back from October through the end of March using forecasts. So this is something we'll be watching as a lot of field work still needs to be done in the Western Corn Belt.
Over on the livestock side of things, we had cattle lower, hogs quite a bit higher.
Yeah, cattle saw some profit taking. That is sued after the cattle on feed report. But the hog market seems to be following domestic Chinese pork prices really closely, and they've been rallying sharply in the last 10 days here. And so that rally in China is giving the idea that maybe the Chinese have seen the wall in terms of their pork production relative to African swine fever. And so you're seeing lots of fund buying because of that, and I think that's a real catalyst for pork going forward.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
Really it. We do, of course, get a stocks and seedings report on the 29th, and tomorrow CONAB comes out with their Brazilian production numbers on corn and soybeans. They'll be watched, but again, the trends are fairly bearish here. We need a catalyst to turn it around.
Dan Bossi at Ag Resource Company in Chicago.